laws of its own. It needs to find about $1 million in funding quickly, or it might have to shut down its Dream Center on Summerfield Road this week. The site of the former Warwick Hospital was transformed into the Dream Center in 2016 for $9.5 million. And the current plan is actually to sell the building, valued at over $12 million, and downsize to in an effort to continue vital services to 67 youth that live at the Dream Center and more than 400 families that SAY works with. A fire early Sunday morning at a home on Moreland Avenue in Santa Rosa sent a man to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Fire crews responded about 1:20 a.m. to find flames coming from the single-story home and the man out in front of the house attempting to put the flames out. The home was almost totally destroyed. The man was transported to the hospital by ambulances for his burn injuries. His identity has not yet been released. Several Sonoma County libraries are getting upgrades over the next few years. The 50-year-old Petaluma Library will undergo an almost $6 million renovation. Healdsburg's library will see an upgrade of around $4.8 million. Also, Northwest Santa Rosa, Ronert Park Cattati, and Guerneville will also get upgrades, and a new library is planned for the southwest area of Santa Rosa. The facilities will close for construction, but residents can still access books online or at temporary locations. The missing door plug from that Alaska Airlines Boeing MAX 737 that fell off the plane Friday night has been found in the backyard of a home in Oregon, along with two cell phones. Unfortunately, the cockpit voice recorder on board the plane was inadvertently taped over, so there is no record of the event from on board the plane. No one was injured, but the FAA has grounded 171 of the MAX 9 planes for inspection. Congressional leaders have come to a funding agreement to try and avoid a government shutdown that would hurt millions of Americans. Lawmakers reached a $1.66 trillion spending agreement to keep the government doors open in 2024, including $88.6 billion in defense spending and $772 billion in domestic non-defense spending. The full House and Senate still have to pass the agreement and then send it to President Biden's desk for his signature. Singer Michael Bolton is recuperating at home after emergency brain surgery. Bolton writes on social media, his doctors discovered a brain tumor right before the holidays that required immediate surgery. He says he'll take a break from touring for the next few months to focus on his recovery. Well, it's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. Just two incidents to bring up speed on. River Road at Trenton-Healdsburg Road, there's a blue sedan off the roadway there into the bushes. They're trying to bring it back to the roadway. And the College Avenue on-ramp to 101 southbound, there's a vehicle that's kind of off the roadway blocking one lane right now. It is being pushed off the roadway. Otherwise, we look pretty good out there. Our KZST news time is now 8:33.
Hi, this is Dr. John Buzza, and boy, oh boy, are we getting calls. You know, patients are calling their dental practices with a problem, and the practices are saying, yeah, we'd love to see you. Come on in January of next year. That is crazy. You have a problem. You need help now. At Buzza Dental Center, we can get you in right away for a $27 problem focused exam where we'll tell you what's going on, what we can do to fix it, and how much it's going to cost. Hey, this isn't complicated. $27 and immediate attention. Give us a call. We'll get you in right away, but you gotta call. Check us out at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
Call for your appointment today. SantaRosaDentist.com.
Win big this January at Graton Resort and Casino. Drive home in a brand new Toyota Tundra in the $150,000 Tundra and Cash Giveaway. Saturday, January 27th. Drawings every hour, 6 to 10 p.m. Get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune Slot Tournament. 40 winners at each tournament guaranteed. Every Thursday now through March 28th. Not yet a Graton Rewards member? Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
With your Discover card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com. In sports, the Warriors lost to Toronto 133-118. In a game that did not matter for the 49ers, they lost to the Rams 21-20. Chris Kirk won the century in Hawaii by one shot at 29 under par. And of course, tonight is the college football national championship game between Michigan and Washington. Coverage starts at 4:30. Your forecast, we've got a frost advisory until 10 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy with low 50s. It'll be a cool afternoon. Turning cloudy for late this afternoon and into tonight with showers arriving in the overnight hours. Lows in the 40s. Showers are up for tomorrow. Showers are likely on Wednesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Oppenheimer dominated the Golden Globes with 5 wins, including Best Movie Drama and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. Poor Things pulled an upset over Barbie to take the Best Movie Comedy. Emma Stone, who won for Best Female Actor in a Movie or Comedy, for playing Bella in Poor Things. Lily Gladstone became the first Indigenous person to win Best Female Actor in a Movie Drama. Here she is.
This is for every little Rez kid, every little urban kid, every little Native kid out there who has a dream, who is seeing themselves represented and our stories told by ourselves in our own words, with tremendous allies.
However, the big story of the night was apparently the host, Joe Coy. His jokes fell pretty flat and failed to connect with most of the audience. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. She's just a girl, but she's on fire.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is 840, 41 chilly degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and now a feature I call the Mishmash Minute, a hodgepodge, random tidbits of information that may impact your life in some way. First, the U.S. Mint just started selling coins to commemorate Harriet Tubman 10 years after former President Barack Obama proposed placing the hero on the $20 bill. Commemorative Tubman coins come in $5 gold, $1 silver, and half-dollar coins. The largest craft brewing company in California has launched its first non-alcoholic beer. Sierra Nevada Brewing Company is the latest to hop on the beer trend with the launch of its new Trail Pass IPA and Trail Pass Golden, both just launched nationwide. They will be on local store shelves. And finally, wrapping up the Mishmash Minute, Snoopy and Hershey's have teamed up to create brand new foil wrappers for Hershey's Chocolate Kisses. There will be 18 new pink and red designs featuring Snoopy and other characters from the Peanuts gang, including Woodstock, Charlie Brown, and Lucy. Of course, a big deal for Sonoma County, just in time for Valentine's Day.
Holding me back, gravity's holding me back.
is 8:48 at KZST, 41 degrees. Santa Rosa, a frost advisory in place this morning. It is a cold Monday. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's favorite social media post of the hour.
Well, I can't and won't use a cell phone in the car. I have to keep my hands free for making gestures.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. I know you crossed the bridge that I can't follow. There's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't be borrowed. I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
Sonoma County's KZST. Good Monday morning. It is 8:51, 41 degrees in Santa Rosa. Thank you for tuning in.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com. Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
KZST.
You and I go hard at each other like we're going to war. You and I go rough, we keep throwing things and slamming the doors. You and I get so damn dysfunctional, we start keeping score. You and I get sick, yeah, I know that we can't do this no more. Yeah. But baby, there you go again, making me love you. Yeah, I stopped using my head, let it all go. Got you stuck on my body like a tattoo.
County's KZST. Good Monday morning. It is 8:57, 41 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and the Golden Globes were handed out last night from Hollywood. Let me see if I can sum up the show for you. Top honors for movies went to Oppenheimer. Top honors for television, the big winner, Succession. host Joe Coy bombed. The stars dressed to the nines, some eights and sevens. Taylor Swift lost to Barbie for cinematic and box office achievement, one of the newest categories at the show. Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon, she got her moment in the spotlight. Amazing. As did Beef and the Bear, winning major honors. But the best moment of the night, in my opinion, was the presentation for Best Actor from Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell. You just had to see it. Just had to see it.
I feel so unsure as I take your hand and lead you to the dance floor. As the music dies, something in your eyes calls to mind a silver screen and all its sound.